Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. I remember when we were sitting by the pool, we would swim, we were hot, we were waiting for the food, that good barbecue, my man would cook, and each and every day and any time you take a look, you see five of us there, it stayed like this, later it was upstairs for some Sega Genesis, and other times, we sit back, we just diss, now we sip, drink, sit back, and reminisce about times, we laughed and clowned, and it was two hands touched, but we took each other down, we either had a game, or on stage we checked, and yo, the last one standing, man, got the respect, and I remember, B-ball at Town Hall, I had a little bit of diva, really couldn't shoot it all, way back, way before Braden had them all, we played back in within the concrete wall, we hit home runs, man, it didn't really stop, rent my spot, still live on my block.
Reminiscing, take it back, oh how we lived it up, 90 degrees in the summertime, parking lots we running, remember freeze tag is what we did when we was young, it's every churning on the block, switch it up if we fell, played the game so long that the ices would melt, got a buck 50, I could spend it if I wanna, sneak to the corner store, don't tell mama, remember that shorty that you had a crush on, always chilling in the cup, with her friends playing double dutch, good times, big mama on the porch step, screaming till a voice out, braiding little Joe's head. All day to the night we ride, street lights turn on, get your ass inside, if it passes by, then trouble is due, cause your pops is outside, man, looking for you, it's what we do, matter of fact, it's what we did, from every hood and every ghetto, good times we hear.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Civil, yo, it started like you had some good times.
Yeah, real, I dig, y'all feel it in the rhymes.
And these feel-good rhymes, man, they taking me back.
Like that new lumberjack with the matching hat.
And all the baseball games.
Even when it rained, we would play.
And my fam, they would always say.
Pops would always say, yo, real, swing away.
And if I struck out, mom would say it would be okay.
Like some car games, man, we
play crazy eight.
Or put your change up.
Get your boys
playing game of spades.
Keep it rocking. Man, we gotta keep the flow.
Keep it going, but you already know
about them good times, Civil.
About them good times, real.
Put your hands up, you liking how the good times feel.
And up north,
yeah, we had the
good times. And down south,
what it's like,
the good times. And out west,
yeah, we had the
good times. And east coast,
yeah, we got the
good times.
What it's like, good times. It's the good times. Yeah.
It's the good times. Y'all already know what time it is, man. This is Tone It Down Thursday. Not right. Let me move over here real quick. Making some adjustments in the room. Trying to get some more equipment hooked up. You know what I'm saying? Today's show is called Tone It Down Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? That was given to me by Miss Iraq, a.k.a. Miss Black, a.k.a. Lieutenant May Boone. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Thank you for the topic for the day. Thanks for all my listeners out there yesterday, man. We had a great time on the show with Wet Wednesdays, man. If y'all weren't there, run the archive back, check it out. It was something to listen to, something to show enough went down special, man. Thanks to Ms. Shy Romance, you know what I'm saying, for holding it down. She was the feature host, you know what I'm saying? Today's feature host is Miss Lieutenant Mae Bunn, you know what I'm saying? But she's going to be holding down the chat room and be holding down the phones, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we're going to be doing it. Big ups, my dog, Mike. You know what I'm saying? We hung out, Mr. Mike Henderson. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all check out the Mike Henderson show. You know what I'm saying? We was holding down his show, representing. Big up to Miss Karen out there. Let me see who all was in the building with us, tripping out. It was Miss Black, Miss Karen, Mike, Miss Shy Romance, myself. I think Goofy Bone came through for a little spell. Who else we had up in there? Oh, man, we had a bunch of people up in there, man. Well, shouts out to all y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't be remembering everybody. But, yeah, it was a good time, man. We was in there tripping, boy. We was in there straight tripping, talking about any and everything, any and everything. So if that's what y'all be into, you know what I'm saying, you definitely need to be checking it out. And this is BTR, Blog Talk Radio. If you didn't know, now you know. The calling number is 347-237-5125. Make sure you tell a friend to wake up the cubs in because it is going down right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ Fight the Power, a.k.a. Mr. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, because it's WDGE, baby, and the place to be. We deliver great entertainment. Come holler at me. You already know. So I'm sitting down here today, man. I got up a little early, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get something special going on for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Some new little sound bites and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, let me see what else I can get. Yeah, after that, you know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm going to start my show off like this. Because the theme of today's show, you know what I'm saying, is to just tone, you know what I'm saying, this is how she broke it down to me, you know what I'm saying, just to tone it down, meaning, you know, we're getting ready for a weekend, just some time to relax, you know what I'm saying, this is just time to, you know, just cool out, you know what I'm saying, it's just one of them times to cool out do you. You know what I'm saying? I know it'd be stressful throughout the week, you know what I'm saying? And it'd be taking a lot out of you, you know what I'm saying? But towards the end of the work week, you get over that hump day, then that's when it's time, you know what I'm saying, kind of sit back, max, relax, chill, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. So I'm just here to help you out, you know what I'm saying, and get that accomplished. So with that being said, I'm going to get into this first track. Well, actually, no, I might even wait because I want y'all to really check that out. And this might be a little too early for y'all to really check that out. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into something a little relaxing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some Gerald Albright real quick. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I pump all the indie artists. You know what I'm saying? Especially Ms. Ja Noo. We will be smashing that record. And we will be getting her $100,000 sign pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? All record labels out there. And we're looking for $100,000 and up. We ain't even playing those shows. And I need to be getting broke off all my years of support. Huh? Y'all already know how I do it, man. So big ups, Ms. Ja Noo. Y'all already know how we going to do us. You know what I'm saying? I got my dog King Rob coming up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Playing some of his cuts. Got my dog Hurt. You know what I'm saying? Representing 813 new cuts. You know what I'm saying? I got Goofy Bone. Some cuts. If y'all didn't get to hear, I'm going to run it back. I want to get high. And he got a new cut called, he got a cut called Sexual. And new cut called I Want to Get High. I'm going to be playing them. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, just want to let y'all know, man, it's all about respect. You know what I'm saying? So respect yourself.
Yeah.
You want everybody else, huh?
What you do? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, do your thing.
you something, cause you're here. You're going out the world backwards like you did when you first come here.
You really wanna touch your girl. Yo, this is Big Zach chilling in TPA with my boy DJ Smell So Good. Sending a shout out to the Four Horsemen, Cornelius, Rob, my boy DJ Smell So Good, and me, Big Zach, doing this thing since 96 and before that. Chilling in Tallahassee, cheating on the motherfucking dice game, getting chick naked, wilding out, jumping out windows. You know how we do this, thing every day. Rain down hoes and shoot them like free throws. It's that easy. Come see me in ATL. I keep it breezy. And I'm out.
Hot butter man in the spot, big man on the block till you got. Heart dropped in your socks, had you locked for the meanwhile. In love, ain't no other way to be now, so we see now. He was wrong when he used them females. Karma come around now, he the rebound. Found a dime, so we picked her up. Diamond in the rough, spent the grip, buffing her up, he's out of luck. She found a man with a bigger plan and a bigger nut shell to fall back on. When rainy days become thunderstorms, thought he bought her, but he came with a bigger offer. Damn. Now she's gone, what? So gone. Sing the song,
you
come on.
Like
come
a stranger, on. Don't be mad in the crowded thing. Oh yeah, I'm so lost without her. Just a fool who's lost his way.
When they do speak about love, it'll eat you up and spit you out. Yeah. It's the lesson to learn when his only concern was about the bridge he could burn. He hit Laura, Lisa, Nora, Keisha, cold-blooded. Whatever he said, they loved it. But now the tables are turned and he's the one bugging, tripping, waiting for the honey to call. Truth, she ain't think about him at all. He's the only Mr. Lonely at last call. While others have a ball, he's hoping he can get away from love and never fall. But he's gone. So go, sing the song, come on.
You're just like a stranger, lonely man in the crowded place. I'm so lost without her, just a fool who's lost his way.
Everybody knows, up under them clothes, goosebumps from your head to your toes. It's hard to control. That's just the way la la goes. That's just the way la la goes. Everybody knows, up under them clothes, goosebumps from your head to your toes. It's hard to control. That's just the way la la goes. That's just the way la la goes.
Like a stranger, lonely man in the crowded
That's what I'm wondering. Shouts out to MC Light holding it down real big. Yeah, that's Miss MC Light. You know what I'm saying? Miss Georgia Porgy putting pie, kiss the girls and make them cry. Wild, wild, and I drink cappuccino. You know what I'm saying? Now she got a new album out. It's called Almost September. You know what I'm saying? But it's already out because, you know what I'm saying? Past September. So, you know what I'm saying? It came out last year. That's what I mean. So the album's already out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go pick that up in stores. I got a lot of singles that she done blessed me with. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I'd like to send a shout out, you know what I'm saying, early to Miss Bay Bun. Anyone on the phones yet? No, not yet. You holding down the chat room. I'm holding down the phones. It's going down real big. You know how black folks do. You know what I'm saying? We be late. I'm surprised that everybody else ain't here on time. But we're going to tighten that up, man. It's all good. Today is Tone It Down Thursday. And if you notice by the language, I will be toning it down also. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it. Just going to keep it clean, keep it kind of real today. You know what I'm saying? And just do what we does. Send a big shout out. Actually, I ain't even got to do the shout out because already done.
Hey man, it's a special shout out, man, to Lieutenant Tina Maben. You know what I'm saying? Holding down up there in Iraq, man, doing stuff real special for, you know what I'm saying, the U.S. well-being, man. So when you see her, man, handshakes, all that good stuff, man, letting her know that you appreciate her, man, and be real thoughtful, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna forget the AKA Boom Boom, you know what I'm saying? So it's your number one true thug. Real special thanks to Miss Tina Maben. You know what I'm saying? Lieutenant Tina Maben, man. Get out.
Y'all already know, man. I keep some real shit, man. I kick some real motherfucking shit. Artists I deal with, they do real things. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all our motherfucking soldiers, soldierettes out there serving in the armed forces. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real big, man. That's how I do. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, too, let y'all know, man, in the chat room, Lieutenant Maven, Boom Boom, a.k.a. sexiest woman in the military, goddammit. Yeah, you heard it. I said it. So, and, I'm getting to this song, you know what I'm saying? She holding down the chat room. She is the co-host for the chat room, you know what I'm saying? So y'all going to the chat room, y'all need to check in with Miss Black. That's the code name, Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check in with her first. She representing all the way from Iraq, you know what I'm saying? All the way down here to the 813. I'm waiting on a couple other people, you know. We got some loyal fans, that's why you can sit up here and wait on people, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Bullwinkle said he's going to call back through today, you know what I'm saying? He's going to try to get on live. She has some new tracks. He got some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down, man. Y'all check this out. We're going to get into, let me see what I want to get into. I want to play one of my artists. Let's see. Yeah, I think I will. This is Ja New and Friends. No, I'm going to play, I ain't played yet. I need money. I need money. I need money.
Hey, Ja. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, feel right.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never wanna go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Tell you like my mama taught me. Don't let no nigga swim in your coochie for free. What you wanna leave a coke ride?
She wouldn't take me off of mute. Take me off of mute, damn it. Yeah, that's Mr. John New. Drac. Well, I gotta stop saying that. It's no longer Drac. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Drac Boys, you know what I'm saying, out there representing. She's now an indie artist, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing real big. Y'all gotta excuse me, I'm actually burning today, finally. Punk sober mugs yesterday when Puff passed, you know what I'm saying? Had to go ahead and get my mind right. Going down real, put the lighters in the air, if you know what I'm talking about, I'm down. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. We up in there early. It's a 2-hour show special, you know what I'm saying? Waiting on all the late birds to come through, you know what I'm saying? Be heard. You know, I already know how we do. What's that? Y'all my fam? Yeah, girl, you know, you always been my family. If y'all ain't know, man, I've been on Miss Lieutenant Maven hell for, girl, how long has it been? 10 years, goddammit? Shit. About 10 motherfucking years. Wow. Wow. Been knowing her a long time, boy. Did I ever get the ride? Get your ride? Oh. Nah, hell nah, I ain't get my ride. Nigga ain't eat. Chef Ray, one time for Chef Ray. You get sent to the dogs. Hold on, do I got a sound effect for that? Oh, I got some sound effects, y'all. Y'all got to hold on. I got some sound effects loaded up. Yeah, oh, okay. Damn, wow. Yeah, man. You know it. Yeah, I'm hiding a bit. I don't even know what the hell she's talking about. We in the chat room trying to chat. I don't even know what she's talking about. She done put a couple of words in there. I done lost conversation. This is Tone It Down. I'm trying to tone it down Thursday. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. I'm toning it down. Chilling out. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, let me get into something else, man. It's my dog, Herc, man. He got a female on this. Herc featuring Audrey. It's called Thug Ties. I'm going to get into this chat room. Y'all want to come through, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you swing through. Tell a friend. It's blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smells So Good. That's DJ SMELLSOGOOD for all you cats that don't know how to spell like me. Yeah. And the call-in number is 347-237-5125. On every day from 12 o'clock, man. Every day from 12 o'clock until 2 or 1, whichever you want to do.
Hey, you can never go wrong being real tough. When you pay your tithes, man, all that shit come back for you real good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, real thugging, man. 2008, every city, everywhere, man, everybody. You thugging, man, do it.
I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. Shit on luck, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision. I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. I got the thug shit on luck, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision.
Mission and thugging, concentration to get money. Been told you to fuck with thugging, you thought I was funny. You ride around looking sick cause you ain't got no money. The thug ties I paid got me riding. Not worry about a fuck nigga cause he can't touch me. 17 shots, 17 deep thug on me. And that's a message to you fuck niggas who trying to rob me. And shout out to the real thugs who tithing in every county.
I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. Got this thug shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision. I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. I got this thug shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't tie cause you ain't got the thug vision.
Raised round nothing but thugs, how could I not be one? That's like saying God ain't blessed us with his only son. A lot of you niggas think you thugging cause you're holding a gun. It's gonna take more than that to be a thug where I'm from. And staying loyal to the thugs, for me that's number one. And thug shit was destined so I ain't have to run. In Hillsborough County, niggas what I believe from. And I've been paying thug ties niggas since day one.
I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. I got the thug shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision. I done paid my dues, y'all can have a difference. I got the thug shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You
niggas couldn't tie the dream, got the thug fish. The ties I pay is for me and my thugs to stand one day. And you can tell me and lames ain't in the same race. Now I can see how God and the devil can't relate. Cause I'm a real thug and all you niggas do is hate. And I pay anything to be in the same place with every real thug in every city and every state. I pull out my money and tie right in you niggas' face. And when the chords drop, go on, let them hit, baby. I done paid my dues, y'all can add a difference. Got this sub shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision. I done paid my dues, y'all can add a difference. I got this sub shit on lock, I forgot to mention. The difference is I'm living proof, you niggas wishing. You niggas couldn't sign this, you ain't got the thug vision.
Yeah, man, every thug, boy, we out here. All the real thugs, man, we thuggin', we the last niggas standing, man. We all we got left, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you see another nigga, man, who wants some bullshit, man, tell that nigga, man, tighten up, man. This shit going down, man. Real talk, man. All my thugs, man, keep thuggin', man.
That's real. Going down real big, that's my dog Hurt, you know what I'm saying? Representing Thug ENT and the place to be, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do for the 813. And y'all already know how we do it down here on Trey Folk. You know what I'm saying? Representing real big. Shouts out to my dog LP, 2335, my dog Jen, Mitch. Shit. Oh, well, everybody else, y'all got government names and shit. So I don't be knowing what the hell everybody's name is. But everybody in the hood, Trey Folk, Trey Fifth. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to y'all. 2-9, Deuce Deuce, 1-5, 4-0, Oz Oz. You know what I'm saying? My dog Old Show, holding down there. Yeah, I'm giving y'all shouts out to the world. 4-0, one time say lose over there, you know what I'm saying? Representing 4-0, Nucio, you know what I'm saying? West Tampa, Self Springs, Cross Cross, shit, man, representing all sides, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it down here, man. Real big, you know what I'm saying? That's how Tampa is, man. We spread out, but we got love everywhere, you know what I'm saying? There she goes. I had to click back. Shy Romance in the building. Y'all already know what time it is. It's going down. Oh, she on the line too. I forgot you be double trouble. She multitask. Y'all gotta watch out for her. I'll be forgetting. I'll be paying attention to the chat room. She be all on the line. I be done had on hold for like 30 minutes. Be like, damn, baby, you gonna pick up the phone? I'm like, oh, girl, I wasn't even on the switch, but
how you doing?
Sharon, man, how you doing?
Actually, I was kinda stressed, but I'm good today. I pray. I was talking to my God last night and this morning. Well, truthfully, right now, about 5 minutes ago, I got a call from these people in California, in Hollywood. It was from a modeling agency because I had put up like a lot of different profiles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the man called me back. He was like, told me about him. He was like, well, do you even remember doing this application? I didn't write off back. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, I do. He was like, okay. He was like, well, I like your photo. I like your picture. And right about now, it's like a casting role up in, outside of Jackson that needs somebody in between like the height of 6'1", 6'4", or something like that. She was like, you got a beautiful smile, and I like that. I'm like, shit, that's, I ain't telling her. I'm like, shit, that's what's up here.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the black come out of real quick. Shit, what?
I kept it in.
Okay. You know,
to myself, I'm like, God damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, congratulations on that, man. So when are you going to take the trip?
I got the, like I said, I got the call them back about 3 and everything,
okay.
Because it is a talent. It's a modeling agency, and the guy, it's like a talent rep or whatever, talent advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, most time you have to pay, like, $400 or $500 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, it's very reasonable price. Very. So I thought I was going to call back and get up on that this evening. They sent me a whole lot of things up in the mail and everything. So, like I said, God be willing. God be willing. Just, I'd be so damn skeptical of everything.
Yeah, you know that. You got to be, though. If it seemed too good to be true, boy, you'd be mad because it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For real. So, God be willing. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm up here playing around some sound effects, trying to get the show more interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something like this here. Check this out. Something like this here.
Hey, how's it going? I thought you were someone else, but I guess I can talk to you.
I'll be using it.
Yeah, so you know, I'm feeling that's thank you, Yahoo Messenger. You know what I'm saying? Miss Maven too, because I was talking to her the last show, and I was actually hitting some of them sound effects while I was talking to her. So that's what got me the idea. I'm like, well, shit, no free sound effects.
Okay, that's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? So I got a whole bunch of stuff that I'm sitting here playing with. I got to, you know, chop it up. And
shit, new revised mail.
Yeah. For the second hour, you know what I'm saying? The second hour, I'm going to fill it up with some sound effects and stuff like that. That's what I'm doing in the background while I'm playing music. I'm up here on in my lab, you know what I'm saying? Like Outkast say, you know, I'm in the lab,
okay,
you know, working it out. Yeah, working it out, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make this thing bigger, better, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do what we does. Today is Tone It Down Thursday, though, you know what I'm saying? As you should probably note by the sailor language, you know what I'm saying? It's Tone It Down Thursday. So we just in here, we're trying to vibe. We're going to be playing some good music, some of everything, you know, to try to give y'all a stress-free day, you know what I'm saying? I know it's been stressful all week for a lot of us, so.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is getting towards the this theme came up from Miss Black. She holding it down in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? This is her theme. She came up for this topic, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so that's why we running with it, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to her. And okay. She's the feature in the chat room. She's the chat room host.
I see her.
She's holding it down for the chat room. She's been waiting for people to come. She can blow it up. You know what I'm saying?
All right, all right. Hey, that Miss Black.
Yeah, she hold it down in the chat room, hold it down for the phone. And then we're going to hold it down for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So we can what? All get along.
Already.
Yeah, I put my little laugh
yes,
in there. Yeah, put my little laugh in there. What I'm going to do, I'm going to hit y'all up with a little comedy, though. I'm going to let y'all hear a little something.
Okay.
Hit y'all a little something for a little minute. This is my dog Meech Dog. You know what I'm saying? Sitting back, y'all go ahead, relax, do what you got to do. Turn the speakers up, rip the knob off, cause you're riding out, smells so good. And Miss Black,
what I do? And my old girlfriend, she picked out my socks. Don't even match. Look at that. Look at that. What was she thinking? Man, it is good to be here, man. I gotta give it up for my grandmama, y'all, because my grandmama had me in church since I was a little boy, so give it up for my grandmama. I talked to her today, and I told her I was doing Christian comedy today. She said, make sure you be clean, baby. So to let my grandmama know and y'all, I took two showers today, two showers. I smell good. I love going to church. I remember we used to go back in the days when your grandma make you go all the time. I mean, all the time. Sometimes we showed up before the Lord himself. We was there. I love it when you see them old people that have been in the senior choir since the early 1800s. Sister Jenkins sang her song for the Lord. She don't even open her mouth. She just be singing. Jesus King in the make you want to die right then and there? This is like a new church. They be making up songs ain't nobody heard before. It ain't even in hymn books. Talking about Jesus is off the chain. Jesus is off the chain. It's doing his thing. I'm like, we're coming back here next Sunday. I try to stay away from churches, man. Right now, I've been down here a couple, you know, I just moved down here, so I've been going to churches, but I got one church I go to every Sunday. It's called Bedside Baptist. You heard of that? Reverend Pillar, Deacon Sheet. So I'm going to try to get out of that and go to a real church. You never know, man. Glad to be down in Tampa. Tampa's fun, man. Tampa, good people in Tampa. But everybody that's a Christian ain't good people. I'm just being honest. Just being honest. Just to let y'all know. Clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. By a round of applause. Clap if you know somebody got a dirty house. That's all. I met a good Christian woman at church a while back. She took me to her house. Her house was dirty. As soon as I walked in there, she had teddy bears on the couch and their nose was running. I like, yeah.
She had a picture of Jesus and the 12 disciples at the Last Supper. They was covering up their bread. They're like, it don't make no sense at all. Clean up your house, that's all I'm saying. She was a thug woman. Ain't nothing wrong with being thug, but don't be too thuggish. That's all I'm saying. Young lady had 6 kids. And all of them was under 4. I'm like, wow. She had a baby named Today, born that day. Walk around talking, you got any Kool-Aid? I'm like, who taught him how to say Kool-Aid? She had twins, and they didn't even have the same baby daddy. So be careful.
Who you messing with? That's all I'm saying.
Ballin'. It's good to be here, man. It's good to be out, man. I had a hoop to give me a round of applause. I just bought a car. Give it up. We got me a new car. New car. Ladies, I got me a new car. It's an 88 Lincoln. But it's new to me, you know. I treat it like it's car. That's all. I picked up a young lady last week. I was a gentleman. I opened the door for her, let her in. She's like, oh, you so nice. And then I walked over to the driver's side and knocked on the window because you got to let me in. And that's how I get in. That's all I'm saying. And you know how you pray when you get your car? Please, Lord, let this car start, please. And it started for the first time on time. And I'm driving. She complaining. Quit complaining when you're getting a ride. That's all I'm saying. She going to tell me, it's too hot. You need to turn off the heat. We in Florida. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This car don't have no heat. So why is it so hot in here? That is the engine. And you open the glove compartment, you can see it. Quit complaining. You need to make a right right here. Make a right. This car don't make right turns. It only goes to the left, to the left. That's all I'm saying, man. It's just good to be here, man. Clown, I just broke up with my not-so-smart girlfriend. Give me a round of applause for that. That was a hard thing to do. You know how we try to hold on, fellas? Like she's going to get educated overnight? It's not going to happen. She told me, I won't be the first woman to visit the sun. I'm like, you can't go to the sun. You just can't. You can't do that. You know, you'll burn up. That's what usually happens. She's going to tell me, I'm going to go in the wintertime. I'm like, yeah, I got it done. I'm like, you just make sure you wear a coat, baby. That's all you need to do. Wear a coat. Be truthful with yourself. I used to be a school teacher. Clap. Did anybody teach school? Round of applause. Good. I love the kids, man. I did it as soon as I got out of college, man. I teach and I coach girls basketball. That was a hard job because we lost every game. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying? I think one game we won, that was against the School for the Blind. And double overtime, I won 13-14. We partied like a rock star that night, though. It was good, man. That was funny to me, to me. It's good to be here, man. Y'all got lovely couples, man. Give yourself a round of applause for supporting us. And everybody y'all saw tonight, man. Because y'all didn't have to be here, man. You got to keep coming out and supporting it. This is what we love supporting. Support what we do, you know what I'm saying? Because I support the church. I love church. Like I said before, I just don't like going to churches. You see them old preachers that preach too long. November of last year, I went to church Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We got out. It was the third quarter of Monday Night Football. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You hear them old preachers, they won't read the scripture. The scripture comes from 2 Timothy 2:13. If you open your Bible, say amen when you receive it. Amen, amen. I will attempt to read this in the hearing of this word with verse 1 through 89. I'm like, come on, man, we ain't got to read all that. It's too many verses. I like them preachers on the radio. They lie good. They're pretty good on the radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, everybody call the radio station won't know if Jesus is real. And of course he's real. Proof is real. He's going to be in town, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. So y'all come on out to Romans J Stadium. He's going to be there with him and the 12 disciples. I'm like, they be lying. Tell the truth. That's all I'm saying. I tell the truth. I let women know, look, man, I am single. I have no kids. I got a degree, and my tubes are tied. That's like a superhero. You know, you know, I can just take off. I can fly out of here if I wanted to. Don't block your blessings. That's all I'm saying, ladies. Do not block your blessings. You know what I mean? I can say, well, he got an 88 Lincoln, but that's all right. It rides good. It does. I was talking to Jesus the other day. That's right. I was talking to Jesus. Who talks to God? A round of applause. Talk to him. God was honest with me. He said, you know what, Meech, I ain't going to lie. I went to hell the other day just to visit the people in hell. And they was all trying to get on Jesus, like, Jesus, take us to heaven. Come on, Jesus. We want to go with you. We want to serve you now. Jesus said, back then you didn't want me. Now you're hot. Y'all up on me. And this kid told me that. I'm like, I got to use it. That's pretty funny, really. That's my time. My name is Meech Dog. I'm out.
I'm back quick enough. I'm working, y'all.
All right, babe.
Yeah, and I'm a dog, Meech Dog. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down for a few minutes for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoyed that. I'm a dog. You enjoyed that?
Yes.
Damn, calls just started. Oh, it did. Oh, what, at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I be. They know you on the smelly show. They already know what
that's
that damn
what. That's what's going on. All of them for my son. I'm like, damn it, quick. I hope the phone don't hang up. Ted's there. Shit. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. Ain't nobody calling till now. Except,
man.
You know, for him, till now.
No. Know how it go. And there's little calls in. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Some girls calling the house.
And that's exactly who it is. And then you know how when you was younger, you call somebody at the house and the mama say, oh, he's not here, he's busy. And then you call back, get somebody else to call. So then they had this little friend to call. Ted's there, Miss Reed. Like, shit, I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's the only one that know how to talk on the phone. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Man, you know how to talk to a man. You know all that respect and shit.
Yeah, because they were talking about me. They were saying, your mama's so mean. Because, see, my thing is, like, if one of them called the house, they'd be like, Ted's there? I'd be like, hello? Ted's
there? See, that's rude, though.
Hello? I give them 3 chances. They don't say nothing else. I hang up. Then they call back, how you doing, Miss Reed?
Thank you, baby.
I tell them, no matter who, you speak to me, you know, when you call my house, I'm saying all the damn bills, and you speak.
Yeah,
like, well, you got to speak to Miss Rita. She going to hang up on you. Damn right.
Yeah, they'll keep passing that around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
they'll
then,
get
like,
the picture when they call.
Yep, and then, like I said, I live in an apartment complex, so these guys up through here, it's my little boy. He's a big boy, so he looks like he's about 17. His little friends, I guess they're supposed to be like some little knuckleheads or whatever. But everybody in the apartment complex, they be tripping. They be like, well, how come you're the only one they respect? How come no matter where they see you, they always talking about some, hey, Ms. Reed, they don't cuss in front of you, don't smoke in front of you or nothing. I say, well, do you be acting a fool with them in front of them or talking about them? Because a lot of times kids just want attention, you know, and, you know, we want attention and everything. They're like, yeah, but they ain't number some damn knuckleheads. Shit, that's why they treating you like this, you know.
Exactly.
You know, but, yeah.
It's all about that respect and how you lay the law down. If you lay it down early, you won't be late.
That's what I said. And then I'm a substitute teacher, too, so that a lot of them know me from school. I'm up in school with them.
What you used to teach?
Huh?
What you used to teach?
No, substitute teacher.
Oh.
They love me. They love me when I be serving smell, because the first day I served when I went in there, I told them, y'all see these disciplinary forms right here? I love these things. I wish I could write my kids up and eliminate that noise out of my house, but I can't. So when I come to work, I don't mind writing y'all up and putting y'all out the room. I don't have to hear that when I'm at work.
Yeah, me. I don't know the kids, but shit me. The kids these days, shit me. Mm-hmm. I know all little boys was in the room like, damn, I'm paying attention. I'm coming to school every day.
And show what they be saying, because I know I be having my little skirts and shit on.
Man, please. That's a problem. We ain't had no
boys be trying to come
days.
Around. The little girls be trying to come in the room because the boys be wanting to be up in there.
Man, we ain't had no doggone teachers. We ain't had nothing back in the day. I don't know what happened in the last 10 years, boy. I'm telling you, boy. Teachers, everything just totally changed. Everything changed. Now you got the teachers want to sleep with the kids and stuff.
Yes,
I'm like, damn, text messaging the kids and shit. I'm like, what? What you text messaging the kids, sending the pussy shots and all that?
Mm-hmm. I know. It was one little student. He was seventh grade, like 17. And he's Miss Reed, you know I want you. I say, baby, you are too young for me. Plus, you need to get you a job and this and that. I talked to him last time I was up, and he came by the school. He was like, Miss Reed, I got a job now. I'm like, what the hell are they down?
But see, you helped that boy out, though. You know what I'm saying? You helped him out positively. You know what I'm saying? With the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with the conversation. As long as the conversation don't lead to nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But kind words, you know what I'm saying, from a positive source can do wonders. So now that boy got a job. And you could have probably said that to the class. They probably all went out and got a job. If y'all ever want to be with a woman like me, y'all going to need to have a job. There you go.
Already. Oh, yeah,
but then you're gonna have all the daddies coming to school like, hold on, what? My son say that you say so I just needed to come to see who was saying that. Yeah, and then it's a whole nother thing. Now you're gonna be making the daddies get jobs, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Like I told your sons and your daughters, if they wanna be with anybody like me, they need to get a job.
So true.
Yeah, so all y'all young ladies, y'all want to be with a nice looking man, you know what I'm saying, when you get older, who can get somebody like me, then y'all need to get a job.
So they be up on it, then, like, get out of my room, when I be serving the principal, they be so amazed, like, Miss Reed, how come you be having some of the worst classes in any other sub be up in there? You can hear them all the way down the hall, but when you be up in there, they just be sitting down doing their work. The principal actually buzzed the room. Y'all still in there? I'm like, yes, sir. Like, I think they scared of you because of your height. I was like, doesn't matter. They're quiet.
Exactly. Whatever works, it goes down. It goes down.
That is something. They are something. A handful.
Yeah. Know that. Well, let me see. What kind of moves y'all in? Let me see what's up with Miss Black. She in here chatting. By the way, Meat's dog, he like, I think he's 34, 35, 36, one of them, 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 30-something. So she was asking how old he is. He's like 30-something, 34, 35, something like that. But he been in the game for a little minute, though. He been doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Big up to the world-famous Peacock out there, DeVal, John, Jake Anarino, shit, what's the other white dude? That motherfucker, crazy ass white dude. Oh, what's his damn name? Oh, shit. Hold on, I got a ticket around. These are all the comedians. Gary Owen, bam, there it go, Gary Owen. Big ups to Gary Owen. Big ups to Guy Tory. I met all these cats. Big ups to Obi, you know what I'm saying, off of Living Single, Mr. Overton, you know what I'm saying? His real name was... what the hell's his real name? What was his government? I don't know. I met Obi, y'all. Yeah, I met Obi. Yeah, I've met a lot of comedians down here. You know what I'm saying? We be doing, me and my dog, Bo Ouija, we do street team promotions for the Improv Comedy Nightclub. So, anytime y'all come down here to Tampa, you know what I'm saying? You get free comedy, you know what I'm saying? You get free comedy shows, you know what I'm saying? For you and a friend. You know, it's going down. I didn't ask how old Meech was. I was talking about Shy Son. Oh, with my bad girl, make it. Gee, I don't know. She was talking about your son. I said, you know,
oh, okay.
50. I ain't even in the chat room. Let me get out of the chat room. Put it that way. How about that? Let me get on my. Hey, we go.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Now I don't worry about that.
Let me ask you something. I know you be knowing about a lot of different things. Is Russell Simmons' Deaf Poets still on air?
Is it still on air?
Yeah. Is it still, you know, airing?
I can find out.
Please,
I'll be getting, what do I get from him? I get his words of the day.
Okay.
He sent me little words of the day that he do by email. If anybody would like to call himself Reverend Ron, if anybody would like to... Get some words of the day, you know what I'm saying? He do that very positive. I'm come back with some words of the day in a second too. Do that do that for the Tone It Down Thursday. I'm gonna find that out though. Russell Simmons, Dead Poets, Dead
Deaf
Poetry,
Poet.
Deaf Poet.
Yeah.
Deaf Poet. What's that, like a show every day or something?
Mm-mm, it used to come on like Fridays.
On what,
come
TV?
On Fridays. On
TV?
HBO.
Oh. Yeah,
Who back, baby?
I don't watch TV.
I don't watch too much, but I love poetry shows.
Yeah, something
love,
like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
But
I ain't got HBO. HBO.
Okay.
I don't know what we got. We got something up in here. But I don't watch TV, so it don't matter to me.
Okay.
Watch this internet. Watch this world news. And then I watch these books, mainly. That's what I mainly be on, watching some books.
Get out my room.
Watch something else.
Close my door. Where?
Let me see. I got something for the kids. Nope. I ain't got nothing for them. So, with that in mind, we're going to get into Goofy Bone's song. It's called Sexual. We're going to check that out live right here on Tone It Down Thursday. He's got Miss Shy Romance. He got Miss Lieutenant Mayburn holding it down in the chat room. She is the host. Going down here live, man. Sit back, relax, have some fun. Get sexual if you want to.
Me gusta tu estilo tan sabroso. Con cada beso sobre mi cuerpo, me haces llover por dentro.
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just full of steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream? Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just wanna get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to lick it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of a moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with the hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl. Drop them draws. The night is young. We can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Damn, look how she moves. Body of a goddess, what it do. All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night. Any position that you like. Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass. And you're doing the things that you wanna do. All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth, your man's so fake. If you blink his eyes, you're the one I'ma take. Call me George, I call you James. This is my jungle, ride my veins. Me and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more games. Please you, please you, show you what it is. I don't give a damn if you got kids. Leaving with your man cause you make plans. To come with me to a different land.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Sex ain't nothing to me. If you're a bitch, I'm fuck off your fleas. That ain't nothing but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming it so you can get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood. To make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace. And I put that on the angels that guard my face. I'm just a one night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, papi, que me hace explotar en cada de mí. Ay, papi, ¿por qué no me haces tu mujer por ahora? Ay, papi.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Yeah, that Goofy Bone. Y'all already know, man. New song called Sexual, straight out of San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Big up to California. Y'all already know how we do, man. That link that I just sent you, Shy, was the link to the actual Deaf Poetry Jam website for Russell Simmons. So I'm watching episode 39. I guess it's got past episodes. It says it is Fridays at midnight. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess you can catch it on HBO. Still airs Fridays at midnight. I don't know if that's Eastern Standard Time or whatever Standard Time. But it's there. You can watch past episodes, clips, and it's all got a bunch of info, you know what I'm saying, and all that kind of stuff. Hold on a second. Let me get back on my switchboard. Cause she's probably talking to me, and I got her muted. My bad, girl. That's yeah. Did you get the link? Did you click on it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh yeah.
Thank
when you,
babe. I clicked on it.
Web mistress. Who is that?
That's Miss Black. That's what I was looking at.
Blog
Talk Radio. Miss Black's gonna get her the show.
Ain't getting no show. I told her to get a show. She's talking, nah. Need to get a show representing Iraq. Put Iraq on the map.
Already. I'll be on
soldiers.
Your show, Miss Black.
Put it on for the soldiers.
The real soldiers. What?
Dream.
And Miss Black said, y'all playing with them, and I'm a soldier. Soldier what? Think it's a game.
What the hell you done sent me, woman? There's something. I guess this is for you. Check out Eric Moore, the poet.
Okay.
Who is on here? Oh yeah, I done clicked on. I think I'm one of his friends. Ain't I? Look at you sounding like a little mouse.
You talking about me? They showed me time. I'm on about three different sites.
She's talking about a million words a minute.
I type like my
60. Yeah, I forgot what I type now. I know I get off.
Yeah,
don't get me mad, boy. I get pissed off. Oh man, yeah. Why I be done flooded your damn screen, boy? You be like, this nigga's mad.
Yeah, but to forget when I miss it. I am in somebody. They be like, damn, you done typed the whole paragraph.
Whole
now I don't got what to fill it. I'm like, oh shit, my bad.
Shoot, you done filled the screen up. Had to go back and be like. Okay, scroll back up. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm still reading.
For real.
Who's the post producer? Demetrius Brown, post production. Oh, okay, I guess we're supposed to favor these people, save them as a friend.
That's the co-founder of Deaf Poet, they probably.
Oh, add to, yeah. Oh, okay, he wasn't a friend. All right, that'll work.
Okay,
brother, friend invitation. And you've been favorited, my friend. Even with that, if you don't want a favorite, if you don't want to send me as a friend, I'm still a favorite.
Already. Hold on one
minute. Still be cracking ya. It's going down. Shy, this is my cousin. Your boss's cousin. Who is your boss? Who is your boss? Oh, Jay. Let me see who this is. Jay Bray. JT. We going to J Tory. Let's skip the intro. Good morning, baby. We on Joe Torre, J. Ivy, and Terry Torre. We on their show. We gonna sign the guest book. Just let them know we was here live. Click here for the guest book. Yeah, I'm gonna sign the guest book. No, I can't sign it. Oh, they want you to sign all up to the page and all that. Y'all done bamboozled, man.
Okay,
man. They got some nice music on here, though, now. We're going to ride out. How about that? We're just going to ride out of their music. How about that?
Yes, indeed.
Oh. Can y'all hear that? Tell them, baby. Trying to get all deep. Okay, well, you ain't got nothing on me. Tell them, baby. Huh?
Girl, you better. It be some furniture moving up off of this mug. I swear this must be love, cause I'm used to your morning breath and I think it used to mine. It used to be embarrassing, now it's funny, a funky fuse, see five by behind. I know you think I'm crazy, but you love it. My mama's love is the only thing above it, but you make me feel as great as she does. I feel like a bee getting high the way you make me buzz. The haters wanna run us off the road, but we won't budge. Cause I'm treated by more than love, eggs and turkey bacon. I know I act a fool, but when it comes to us, I ain't faking. I feel born again when we have relations, but my favorite part of the relationship is opening my eyes and waking up to you. Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Get your ass up. Hey, I'm finna sign this guest book. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to drop by? That's JTorae, spelled JTORAE.com. That's where we at. You know what I'm saying? Stopping by JTorae. And we're going to sign this guest book real quick live. Let y'all know that, yeah, we signing it live. You know what I'm saying? Mishiro, man, you gonna sign the guest book?
Oh, I'm signing myself already.
Oh, so see, that's how networking works. See what I'm saying? Now that, we networking all the way from Iraq. You know what I'm saying? And we already doing what we supposed to do, keeping it real, feeling the funky tunes. This is Tone It Down Thursdays, man. Y'all riding out with Joe Torre. Somebody's from his website in the background. The lady got a beautiful voice. You got a speakerphone or something? What you be talking on?
For me?
Yeah.
My house phone?
Oh,
regular
you be
phone.
Holding it to your ear?
Yep.
Oh, girl, you better get you a conference phone, girl. Put that phone down.
Y'all be able to hear. Y'all already can hear shit that's going on, and you really be able to hear shit right.
You hear the whole house coming through. What?
Yeah, at least with this phone right here, I could sometimes walk away from the noise.
Oh,
not
yeah.
to say that it's not going to follow me, but still. Alright, I done signed the guest book.
Yeah, you quick, and I'm just typing in my site name. And,
and you were on that page before me now, babe.
You know, I'm one handed. That's how I'm asking you how you getting shit done. I'm like,
I'm up on here on this, up on yo, blog, talk, platform, and then I'm on Black Credit.
I mean, I used to be on Black Planet, but hey, check out, matter of fact, check out the thetalkingdrum.com. You gonna bookmark
check out
that too. It's called thetalkingdrum.com. Man, look, I've been meaning to turn mic on to that too, man. This website here, that's where the Willie Lynch love, you can find that. That's where you can find out how they affected us with AIDS back in the day, trying to decrease the population. You can find all about the Tuskegee experiment, syphilis, how they were doing syphilis experiments and all that shit. That's the talking. Maybe you need to look that up too. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, if you're looking for some real truth on what's been going on behind the scenes, man. I mean, that's pages upon pages. I stay on there too. I got an email address and everything from there. You know what I'm saying?
You said the T-H-E?
Yeah, the talking drum, like talking with I-N-G. The Talking Drum, D-R-U-M. Yeah. And then you'll notice it. As soon as they come up, you will notice the page.
Okay, okay.
Let me know when y'all pull it up. Tell what you think.
y'all doing, Chicago? I'm gonna tell y'all, I feel real good to be up here right now in front of y'all. Even though the spotlight blinded me, I can't see none of y'all faces.
Even though we're in Tampa.
Oh, man,
big up Chicago, though. Man, that nigga getting on.
Hell yeah.
Can't compare to the swiftness that grapples on the temple. I find myself getting drunk from the ripples of a stone. This structure, this enchanted rushes essence that orbits the rings of elegance. She's the influence that equates eloquence. She is exquisite. Egyptians worship her image and describe her as a modest goddess.
Boy,
I'm being completely honest. This myth is a myth. Presence is a gift wrapped in soul for wishes. She's the creator for the princess, daddy for the girl. She's sunshine for the world, moonlight for the night. She is the star of the movie, A Life of Cleopatra, playing a stunt double. If you place this rose in the middle of junk and rubber, you would swear it was a garden. From this paradise, I wish not to be parted. My God, I've been wrong.
What you up there piping on, smell so good?
Huh?
What you up there piping?
Nah, I'm still in my damn guest book.
Oh. Damn.
I'm pecking like a mug right now.
I wouldn't even say that one.
I'm pecking away like, I'm on some good burn right now. I couldn't join y'all yesterday, so I had to go out and double up.
Oh, okay.
Get my mind right today, so you know I'm in the slow mode today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all good though. Slow mode. Keep up the peace.
Doing that.
Oh, hell, that little old shit.
Huh?
You put that down. Oh, girl, I thought you was writing a whole paragraph. Look at my paragraph, what I wrote.
I don't love you.
just stopping through to show some love. Oh, please. That one line, I'll put a book off in there. That would took me. I'll take the book.
I don't even know what the hell you to pick some out of damn pick the book.
Pick the book.
Hold up 1 minute. Put a look on there.
I'm gonna come out here and talk to y'all, man.
Make me go back and write something else on here with you guys.
Yeah, check you out. Don't try to compete with mine. Don't try to compete with mine. I don't have me. We go. They be like, damn, they don't fill the whole chapbook up. We balance.
Hold up. Go back to home.
New Jersey. Chi-Town, Atlanta. They got somebody, everybody up in here. Cali, Nashville, Cleveland. They made the moon cry. God damn.
Yeah, don't it.
Back into some old funky tunes. Live. Damn, I got like 1,000 damn pop ups. Boy, I be hating that pop up shit. So, if y'all want to get some more jams, y'all want to hear some more funky tunes, make sure y'all tune in. Check out JTorre. That is JTorae.com. Sign the guest book. Tell them it smells so good. Lieutenant Maven and Shiro Man sent you. You know what I'm saying? Cause we tuning in live, doing what it does. Appreciate that. I'll make sure. Let me bookmark this page. Go ahead and save him as a favorite. All right, you've been saved. Favorite. All right. Check that out. And click. All right, what it is. Okay. Girl, I wasn't even in the chat room. She said she was going to a room. She's going to try to call in. Miss Blagg said she's going to try to call in, y'all.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and wait on her, too. But she's still here, I think. Let's see if she can call in, though. It's going down real big. We got Miss Shiro Man. Shiro Man, you got a poem you want to kick? You got something back then?
Sure.
You know I always put you on the spot, girl.
Let me try to see what I want to read for you. See which one I hadn't read for y'all already. I read the one about my struggle.
You got something about smoking? That leading to the next song.
Something about smoking. I don't have too many smoking piece right off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you around there burning the forest down, and you ain't set back. And I ain't wrote nothing about the world.
I write a lot about the world. I hadn't wrote too much about smoking. Man. Only thing, I started on something else, not about smoking. It was, so you done smoked a couple of blunts and think you're going to bed with me? Hell nah. So you done twisted the game, misconstrued reality, and that's a goddamn shame because, I can't think of it. I have to finish it up for you, though.
Oh, okay. Couple of blunts, man. Let me see. Couple of blunts.
Yeah, you smoked a couple of, but don't you play with me, trick, and stop touching my leg. See, you done smoked a couple of blunts and think you're going to bed with me? Hell nah, see, you done twisted the game, misconstrued reality, and that's a goddamn shame. That's all I got on that.
God Damn.
Now motherfuckers start, you know how motherfuckers start smoking with you, and they be like, ah, oh, she getting right now, and then be thinking they finna do something, that's a lie. A lie.
Yeah, that's all in the situation. That's all in the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we over there friendly smoking, we friendly smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we over there friendly smoking, then we already going to be friendly smoking shit. So it ain't even going to matter about all that. I'm going to be so close to you, you're going to be like, okay. So if you got a problem with that, you're going to be like, no, you got to back up off me. And that's there you go. So, you know what I'm saying? Test the waters, fellas. Test the waters. And if they steal, then goddamn get your ass off. If they start moving, then you straight. Shit, test the waters. But yeah, no means no. Goddamn it. Remember that. No does mean no. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play my blood song then. I thought I did play it one time, but I don't know if everybody heard it. So this is me. It smells so good at the time, because this was 3 years ago. Now, well, no, 4 years ago now. Now I wrote this in 2005. Show you how long I've been putting it in the air, though. Keeping it real. Been keeping it real since 99, shit.
Already.
Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers.
Keep working on that poem.
And this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff her past, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we to hold that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gun in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her past and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak nigga. With your crack powder and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the dro, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the torch. I told you before, pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Dizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. We got the hit, it's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah,
pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the greenest. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Isles, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. So pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good.
It's time to feel good, y'all. Glad to get on here. See, I was finna play another song. Until I seen some ruckus. Now, we see, we got Mr. Mike Henson coming through, causing ruckus in the chat room already. Nah, y'all already know what time it is. Big ups, big Mike, man. Y'all need to check out the Mike Henderson Show going down right here, Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Each and every time he on there. Yeah, I think, Mike, what's your show? I think it's every Friday. Hey, hold on, let me find out one. Mike, when your show is every Friday, ain't it? I ain't gonna get pissed off and call in. You gonna piss me off, I gotta call in. Oh, man. Gyro, man, you see Mike in the room.
Yeah, I spoke to him. I seen him first. You seen him, baby, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm in here. You know, y'all know I don't be in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be having to jump back in there. You know what I'm saying? I had to say what's up, my dog, though. Big ups to Mr. Mike Henderson, the Mike Henderson Show. When his show is it? Every Friday, ain't it? Every Friday? So every Friday, y'all can check out the Mike Henderson Show, airing at 2 o'clock?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Is it 2?
I think it's 2 o'clock. Yeah.
At 2:30.
Hold on. My bad. It's Mondays, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
I ain't lying. I'm just misinformed.
You know smell, don't you?
And call me the KKK. KKK lied to you. I'm just misinformed. Mm-hmm. Black people are misinformed. You know what I'm saying? That's our new word. We just misinformed. It's going down. So y'all can check out the Mike Henderson Show on Blog Talk Radio. That's Mondays, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. covering the real issues. And you can also stalk Shy Romance, Miss Black, and myself. So we do be up in that D-boy in the room taking over. You know what I'm saying? But we keep it clean. Keeping it clean. Toning it down. See, today is Tone It Down Thursday. So this is how y'all got to bring it in the Mike Show, too. Tone it down. You know what I'm saying? He have his whole family on the show, boy. You know, trying to hook you up with his family and stuff. Y'all got to watch out for Mike. He trying to hook you up with his family. You know what I'm saying? He said he got a big family and a couple people single off in there. So, you know, so you got bread, you know what I'm saying? Swang his way. No truckers and no priests. No truckers and no preachers. Applications are now being accepted for the Mike Henderson family.
Yeah, I need to be putting applications up.
Oh, man. Y'all going to be posting y'all pictures up, man. Y'all tripping, man. Ain't nothing wrong being alone sometimes. Sometimes. You know what that song say? Sometimes. But sometimes you just need someone. Sometimes. I don't know. I just made that shit up. Sound like old school song, though. Hey, on that note, I gotta roll back up. I mean, I got never mind, let me just get into the song.
Talk. You can't make no motherfucking high song to a club beat. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
And I wanna get high. Get high, roll up and drag. And I wanna get high, roll up and drag. And I wanna get high. Mo's, I had a blow and smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshakes. Ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing, then beat it. Can't you see, I'm on another level. I got so much sin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing, life up, the magic dragon. When me and Bruce are in the house, the club gets cracked. It's just so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight smoke, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood and add that lighter. Smoke and smoke until you get higher.
And I wanna get high.
I'm the base, most blooded, I'm a stoner. I get kids on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so savvy. I troll, I smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck, that's what you know about that. I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You fucking with the real Zach smoking. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay one plus, I say this.
And I wanna get high. Roll up them friends. And I wanna get high. Roll up them friends. And I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up them friends. And I wanna get high. Roll up that friends. And I wanna get high.
From one session, I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. Tears came straight low, I thought I should mention. A female me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I got purple indicus. And I got the trunk, fire, chronic grapes, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop the blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
Is it back on? Damn song ain't that quick. Hey, you still hear the song?
I'm on the phone over with Anna.
Oh.
That's a damn shame. What you on, baby?
Don't worry about my phone. Oh, jeez.
Who
this is harassing my phone?
Who you think it is harassing your phone? Harassing your phone. I ain't harassing your phone. I'm causing a ruckus in the chat room, and that ain't good enough for me. I don't have enough room for the chat room. I'm coming over there with you. You started it,
goddamn it. Hold on. Hey, Miss Black, you on the line?
What?
111. Who is one? What's a 111?
I don't know who that is, though, because I had one over yesterday. 111-111-1111. I'm like,
What? They ain't saying nothing. They on the line, though.
Yeah, well, have fun with that.
All right, well, you're just going to be hanging there on the line. That's probably Miss Black trying to call in from Iraq. She said she was going to call in.
Okay.
He Skyped me tripping. You know what I mean? Mr. Mike, what's happening, homie?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Hi, Shy. How you doing with Weedy?
Hi, babe.
Okay. Man, y'all had me going so much yesterday. It was ridiculous. I slept like a baby.
Man. Oh, yeah, that's real. Y'all ain't know. Blog Talk Radio went extended hours yesterday.
You ain't lying.
We went to the after show, I had to get off the show. Because, man, we talked about 4 hours after that, man.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
For real.
We rolled out. Mr. Mike done Twittered our phone numbers.
If I knew it was going to be a problem. I said, you know what? But see, that was on me though. So I'm not even flipping about the bill though. But like, you know, if it's gonna be an issue though, like, get ready for some mail for you, bro.
No, it was straight though. You know,
I enjoyed that. I did, for real.
That was some education. Thoughts on the internet suck. Now, Miss Black now hit me up on the instant messenger because she can't hear nothing. That was her calling, but she said she couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. That's what it was, though. So that's what it was.
Yeah, so sometimes, I guess sometimes there'd be people that, I guess, that call from, you said she's going to try again, that call from like way, I guess that's an out of area call, a real out of area call.
Yeah.
You get the 111.
Because remember, they use that, like the military prefix, and it flips to a switchboard.
Think when New Zealand called me, though, it came up, I think that's what, I don't think it showed up.
It came. Well, they're doing, like, international, too, right? Because they have to go through international switchboard. I think they got, like, one particular deal that they actually utilize, and it comes up like that. When I was stationed in Germany, it was the same deal when they made, like, international calls.
Oh.
And that was, like, through AT&T or whoever, so.
Mm-hmm.
But you can work it out, though. You know, you're good for it. You can work it out.
Hey, you don't need no me. She'll be all right.
Yeah,
thing. She better tune into the chat room. Tune into the chat room. Yeah, we had to tone it down today. Miss Black came up with that thing. You know what I'm saying? Tone it down. Take it easy.
I've been meaning to get it to you about that, too, but I will do that a later time, though, for real.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's
good,
why we...
You talented... And funny anyway.
Hey, I just, you know.
You are, man. You are. I mean, like, look, like long as we chopped it up yesterday, yes.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so
that's true.
Exactly.
We did.
Cool
so that's now everybody got. I've been on the fly today. You know what I'm saying? It ain't been too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just been chilling today, toned it down. You know what I'm saying? We toned down.
Okay, yeah, crank it up though. But I still want to get with you about that deal we talked about late night.
Oh yeah, definitely. What he talking about is y'all we trying to do a collabo show, you know what I'm saying? We wanna give y'all best of daytime kind of just mellow action and then late night we go get off the chain.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about though. I got a response.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can
I'll do a little fielding for you on that though, and I got a real good response from that. Real good response.
Oh yeah? Yeah, I mean, because see, now, if we do that, I'll be willing to open it up for a general show. I mean, we just going to have to talk about some, you know, real PG-13 type stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
But then we can hype that, we can use that to hype it up for the late night show.
Yes, sir, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all see how we get now, y'all see the topics that we touching on. If y'all want to really get into them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to tune in for the late night show, and then we'll have the link, have the show set up and all that. So, and the only good thing about that, we already got it. We just got to, you know, network and get it together.
Yeah, and I promise, I ain't gonna get with Smil and fight. Cause I don't know that brother like that.
Hey.
I was trying to fight you yesterday, but imagine we really got it.
Hey, man, this is a good conversation, man.
Huh?
I heard the kids. How the kids?
Here he go. There he go. She on the radio. Go. She on the radio.
Yo, he come over here and spell his name again. I'm going to go, man.
Man, just got on that one.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he was too hard for that one. Trying to see who I want.
Yeah, he put me in my place for real. I was like, okay,
my man is a
tough team, yeah, for real.
We are.
But that's cool, though. That's cool, man.
Just want everybody to know, hey, but that's cool for sure. Oh, we still keep trying to call in. Let me see if we can cheat. Let me see. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
can y'all hear?
Yep. There you go.
Finally. Yeah, it's a gangster part. Oh, wait. I gotta tone it down. Iraq on the phone.
Hey,
Miss Black.
Yeah, we're talking all the way to Iraq, man.
What's going on, Shai?
Not much. I love that site. Oh, my goodness, I love that site.
I figured
you
would.
Jay,
no offense,
smells
so good.
Oh, no, she turned me on to something good. That Jay Torrey site is, as a matter of fact, Mike, you need to check this site out. It's JTORAE.com, JTORAE.com. If you like Deaf Poet type. You know what I'm saying? Your boy on the heat, man, please. We was on that. I spent him earlier. He was, like, featured earlier, you know what I'm saying, for about 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, we was sitting there locked into his poetry, so.
Okay, baby.
It was going down. You can check that site out. You know what I'm saying? That was coming from Miss Lieutenant Mayban. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's every time I say a name, I gotta say it like that.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Like Lieutenant Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Lieutenant Mayban.
Don't do it like that. No. Get that lady her props. Don't be doing that. I told you about that man.
Hey, listen here. We go back.
What?
How far we go back?
About 10 years.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Going on 10 years.
You're used to slapping him by now.
Huh?
You're used to slapping him by now. I mean, 10 years.
Oh, well, you know, hey. It's been 10.
I've known him for 2 seconds, and I'm going to get it.
This been 10 glorious years because we ain't been together. It's been the most dynamic relationship. And his they
well,
still together faithfully 10
yep.
years
yep.
faithfully. I ain't never cheated on her in 10 years because we ain't never been together.
It's finally a success story. How about that? Put that one on the show.
Hey, girl, what time is it there? I always like to, you know, because people don't be believing. We be talking to other countries and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, it's 1:40. Well, let's do a round table here. It's 1:45 p.m. here in Tampa, Florida. Mike, what time is it there in Dallas, Texas?
12:45 p.m.
All right, so they're an hour behind Florida.
Yep.
Okay, Shy?
12:45.
Okay, so y'all the same. All right.
8:45 p.m.
Ooh. Man, so she already about to go to sleep and shit.
Yeah.
We just head to the store to get crunk for the night. You're going to be already passed out by the time we hit the crunk. That's a 7-hour difference.
Time no head.
So you're 7 hours ahead. So, well, yeah, you already knew what was going on. Yeah, tell her what's going on tonight. Since you already there, you know what I'm saying? You already been
already
in the afternoon. You already been in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. What's gonna be the temperature for tonight? She ain't even answering, girl. What's the temperature?
2.
It's hot as hell over here. There is no temperature.
It's hot at nighttime.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
In a rat.
What?
I thought
y'all had it be hot and then it get cool at night.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That might be Mike.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it might be blowing.
Hey, I'm working. Don't do that.
Hey, baby.
You're holding it down.
All y'all background sound effects. You got kids flying in, phones flying in. What my sound effects at?
Kids, phones. That's real life.
That's
real life.
Yeah, that's kids. They
have phones. So nobody want to answer the phone? Okay. Don't worry about it.
There we go.
I get it.
a couple of sound effects off of here. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Hold on.
There we go. I told y'all I was going to have a couple of them.
Welcome. I've been expecting you.
I'm just getting practice. I'm just getting some practice in.
What?
Yeah, getting some practice in my sound effects. Yeah, I got some new sound effects that I'm finna be playing in the show, you know what I'm saying? Interacting with everybody in the show.
Okay. You thought one was a phone call?
Just started screaming, no more, no more.
Okay. That sounded like one of them AGI cats.
Straight up, like that.
No more.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more.
Going down.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, man. Getting my sound effects
right.
You got
that problem.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Black, thank you for getting on the line with us today. And actually, thank the Lord for allowing you to get through, because, you know, you be going through it, boy. She be. Do I got any boxing sounds? Let me see if I got some boxing. Because, boy, yeah, they be beating up, man. They be beating up. They don't let her get through. But she get through. But the calls be dropping. You go through Skype, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that,
it's just that it's like time right about now. Everybody's on the internet, so the more people that's on it, the slower it goes. Cheap ass shit. Well, it's not cheap. We pay a lot, but you know, they don't really give us any what bandwidth.
Oh. There ain't no private, well, no, ain't no private services over there. No, I know, I see where the money make at, Mike. We need to go here and get us a satellite, dog.
No, yeah, actually it is, but, you know, it's a, I would say it's a monopoly because it's only, like, one company, and that's the thing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they service
so,
the whole
so so
whole
we
thing.
Need to get us
so we don't really
a power
have,
over there
yeah,
and
exactly.
Boom it.
Okay, I'm on it.
Boom it. You know what I mean? Straight yeah, E-boy and fact, fan, Will.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to run over to Sam's and grab one real quick, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
I got to go for over 15 minutes, but we there.
God damn. The only problem we're going to have is getting it over there. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to really put this out there, though, but this is a crank call. I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, I got a family member going through some drama. And this cat just ain't getting it. Okay, now if I get on the phone and jump fly on him, though, don't take it the wrong way. But
oh,
you know,
yeah, jump on. Let's hit a live prank call.
No. Oh, you be down for that, though. Now, if it happened 12 o'clock at night and we had a show running,
oh,
just,
hey,
yeah, only popping. Yes,
12 yes, o'clock at night, 12 in the afternoon. It's all the
yeah,
same.
Y'all get hit and mic jump right out of character on that ass.
Hey, it's all the same at 12 o'clock
well,
in the afternoon.
We gonna keep, you know, we gonna tone
hey,
it down.
Can you actually do that? Can you call somebody from, or everybody has to call in to you?
Well, I don't know.
I'm thinking you can call.
That'd be kind of hell.
Yeah, to do the flash and then call somebody. Yeah, then do the prank call and put everybody back on the line with the caller.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a prank call.
Yeah, well, it was so hard to get you. Yeah, it was so hard to get you on the line, so I ain't even gonna try it. But y'all can do it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It'll be easy for one of y'all to, you know what I'm saying, to click over.
We'd have to really actually come up with an idea and set somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To actually do that, because it's all of us on the line. They ain't gonna know where you can be. Like I'm calling from Iraq. And I like to talk to
all the way from Iraq claiming some evil shit. You got a lot of spare time, don't you, Black?
You know me.
Get up
like
place, you gotta go and get
oh,
it out real quick.
Hey, you ain't hear the show yesterday, man, because when she was talking about Africans guarding the chow hall, they got
oh,
Africans. Come on now. Just
Africans?
Africans, straight out of Africa. Guarding the chow hall. Listen to what I'm about to say. Guarding the chow hall, guarding the data facility in the rec room.
Y'all put them in the wrong place.
I said, man, please, all you got to do is throw a buffalo sandwich down. They leaving their post.
Yeah, for real.
Oh,
No, they're not.
They're
going
to
say them.
Like,
not them, though.
Look.
Not them, though. I just say that's a funny picture,
no,
though,
like,
because.
Let's say,
because white folks portray Africa as like the most starvingest country, that, you know what I'm saying? Out there with all us starving and all that. So that's the picture that you get. So now I'm pitching a 7-foot-tall black ass African standing by the chow hall checking IDs and shit.
Yeah. Do you want some sandwich? No,
looking
mad.
No, my name is not Manute Ball. You cannot
yeah.
have an autograph.
Do you want that biscuit?
I took all oatmeal.
I got jealous, Luke. You
know.
Oh, man.
man. Do you want the rest
man.
Of that milk?
I can't stand it. That's what I'm flipping off of. The idea that a lot of Africans can't stand African Americans.
Yeah, that's why I heard, but I ain't. Shit, going to all these African shops, I bet they braid the shit out your hair, and they won't be
that's
saying
like that. They'll take your coin, but yeah, but you know, come on, man. You know, marrying people for all the wrong reasons, getting online and like swindling people out of their money. They're just going buck wild. As a matter of fact, in the news, there was a 19-year-old that got like got prison time for swindling a 76-year-old lady, pretending that he was like an old white guy. And
damn.
Probably ran her out of like I'd say about $40,000.
But I get that every man every time I check my email, I get somebody from a foreign country talking about we need
yeah.
you to inherit this $1.2 billion because you done came in. Man,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it came from,
man,
you know, yeah, from Mr.
I done wrote people back. I done wrote people back telling them I done sent your information to the feds. I done sent your information here. And people still send that crap, man. Oh, I'm doctor. I'm the wife of doctor.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell. Oh, my husband passed. I need to. All this
but,
shit, man.
But,
I mean, it's come up with every kind of thing.
I had to know about all the masses that fell for that shit.
I'm telling you, they should. They should. But that's no, they shouldn't. Because that's people, that's elderly people that just get turned on to the internet, and they don't know. You really,
they
don't know.
They were all.
Yeah, they don't know. So when they get turned on to emails and stuff like that, you got to understand people, even young people, man, I know some of my homeboys don't even have an email address, so they don't even know nothing about the email. So they would be one of them stupid victims that get on there and thinking somebody's sending them some cash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You feel me?
I was about to say, it's 2000.
Yeah, from rags to
like
riches. From rags to riches. Yep. This bitch done just sent me some money. Damn, dog. This chick's talking about something. Her will passed away, and all I got to do is send her over my. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want a lottery somewhere in another country, and they're going to give you like $2.5 million, something like that, though, and you got to send them 25 grand? Come on, man.
But no, they don't even do that. They don't even do that. They just want your information.
You want to start an email, and I'm like...
They just want your information, man. That's all they want. Once they tell you to send over your address, your phone number, your name, that's all they need. They got your identity.
My cousin lost $50,000 in debt because of that. Them folks send a $2,500 check, $3,500 check. They're going to tell a cashman send them back.
Check out a Peoria, Illinois address on it over there. Like, postmark out of Van Nuys, California. Come on, man. Who does that?
Hey. This is experience internet users, though. So if you ain't teaching somebody and somebody just got a computer for their birthday or whatever and just happen to go online for the very first time, which is it's users every single day, that they ain't never been on this hill, you know what I'm saying? So
educate yourself as far as your computer, as far as the internet, as far as email, as far as hacking, phishing, all that stuff. Educate yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be a victim flat out. Take it from one of them. Because if I ever catch the hackers that locked up my computer this week, oh, their ass is mine. I don't care.
I don't know.
Them brothers going to be feeling the pain. I'm talking about I ain't interested in no apology. I'm going to put some bullets in their behind.
Yeah.
Go get you a woman or something. No, I want them dead. I mean, like, just because you disgruntled about, like, you lost your job at Microsoft don't mean you got to sit there and attack my computer. Viruses. And then, like, these vendors, we're talking about, like, you got a virus on your computer. There's a virus embedded in the demo. It comes up on your registry, and you automatically think that you have a problem. So they tell you the only way you can remove the virus is if you buy their product.
Oh, that's the other thing. Just close. All you got to do is close the window down and just open up the window.
Go back to your restore point. And it's just a wrecking altogether.
Because sometimes that just be a dummy window, though. Talking about your computer is infected with virus and all that. It's just a dummy window set up. So if you click on it, then you'll be fucked up.
But just don't click on it.
You know what I'm saying? Close the window out, close the tab out, and then, you know what I'm saying, reopen up another tab. Or just close the whole window out.
Emails you don't recognize, delete them. Get rid of the shit.
Don't even go. Because some websites do that, man. You'll see some shit pop up on you. Especially if you go to any free websites that offer any free music. Free, man, it's notorious for that. You know what I'm saying?
Fellas, don't fall for
anything free on the internet. It's not free.
Exactly. I got big breath. And you click onto it and boom. You know, you just jack up.
Mm-hmm. So just because it say free don't mean it always is free. If it say malware, spyware, adware free, then yeah, that's what you want to click on. Anything else, man, you kind of open yourself up to anything. That's from downloading musical tracks, the video pictures, to anything. Anything come off of that line right there, they can send you a code to tear your shit up. So you better make sure it's already tested. You know what I'm saying? Normally, most sites would be your computer. You should have something on your computer, too, that kind of tell you different websites.
Yeah.
They got all different little toolbars like that you can download and tell
you
if your site's safe.
You got Yahoo, use that anti-spy networks.
Yeah, you need, you know what I'm saying, download something like that.
Yeah, something like that, though. Don't fall for this other booze. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't talk this down to a minute, y'all. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to get
it. No, you cool. I just wanted to, like, holler at y'all, though, see how everybody was doing, though.
You know what?
I'm about to get off here anyway. Don't actually go do some real work if you mad at me to answer the damn phone.
Big ups to Mike Henderson. Thank you, Miss Black, a.k.a. Lieutenant Maven, for holding down for the chat room as a chat room host and getting in the call. And as always, Miss Shiro Mans for calling in. All the number one fans out there is the number one fans right here.
Yeah,
everybody
right
else, y'all got to catch up.
Yeah, for real.
Everybody else, y'all got to catch up, man. But we be holding it down, man. But thank y'all three's company. You know what I'm saying? Miss Shy.
Yes.
Beat the kids for me, girl.
Don't beat your kids.
Yes,
Smell said that to you. Y'all can get him back when you see him. Kids kicking me in the nuts. Kicking me in the nuts. Oh, you go. Oh, this for having my mama hit me. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. Y'all already know, man. Hey, but thank y'all for coming on, coming out, checking me out on the show. Mike, your show after this, right?
No. Like Monday, Wednesday,
Thursday.
Friday.
Okay, you're
Friday,
tomorrow.
Today, Thursday. I'm taking the day off, though. But tomorrow, Friday, 2 o'clock on the dot. Now, yesterday was 2:30 because we had some glitches in the system, though. But we're back at 2 o'clock, still doing an hour and a half format, though. And we're going to wrap up the entire week, though, especially when it comes to the dating thing. I'm doing an extended deal on dating and relationships, because I got a lot of calls and a lot of inquiries about actually making that happen. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you, we've been off air for 5 seconds.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm telling you anyway, so don't even worry about it. Huh? See how you do me? See how you do me? And this is going to be my boy.
You was riding out so well. You sound so professional, man. I want to just let you get your spill on.
Yeah, exactly, though. I'm talking to you anyway. I don't care. I can just go back on the site and update mine.
You know
what that's what we're doing, though. That's what we're doing, though, because I got a lot of calls this morning about that. About going that route. I got a few calls yesterday about it, though, and we only just kind of, like, scratched the surface. So tomorrow's going to be a whole day with that. I'm going to do the news and stuff real early. And you get my little spill out there, and the rest of that show, for more than an hour, is going to be about relationships and dating. Because I've got a bunch of questions that I have to actually, like, field as well, though. So, like,
so you're
standing like,
there
like,
for what, 2 o'clock, 12 to 2?
Yeah, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock at 3:30. It's going to be like 2 o'clock to 3:30.
Man, you might as well do a 2-hour show. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to do a 2-hour show.
I'm telling you now.
Yeah, we started out with an hour. And it ran over so fast, it was ridiculous. And then I went an hour and a half, and then y'all got on, and hell.
Look at my archives, and you'll see that's how I started out. I started out with just the hours just to see how I can, you know, get the feel of it. Mm-hmm. And then after that, man, you find out you really need more than that. I mean, when we be getting crunk, man, please, we had a 5-hour show. I guarantee we'll be on this bitch for 5 hours, and so many motherfuckers be done came in the room.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we have a morning show going on, like, then in the evening, like that. So like,
yeah,
I might actually
split it up.
And that's why I like, actually doing the format. So I kind of like, at first it was supposed to be like 4 15-hour segments, like 15-minute segments. Now it's turned into 3 half-hour segments. But it just depends on exactly what we're doing, though. So like, if I wind up actually doing 2 hours, you know, then what? You know, it'll probably go that route.
Now see, the only thing is we can't split up shows, though. I mean, you can't, like, do an hour and then come back later on and do another hour.
I want to get it over with, though, because I'm busy enough as it is, though. And then I got to talking with some folk last night and some other people this morning about film projects.
Okay.
Dude, I'm busier now than I was, like 5 years ago.
All through because of what? Blog Talk or just?
Yeah, all because of Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Damn, that's what's
Can I sit down?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to lie now. My email been blowed up with tracks, though. You know what I'm saying? From people just, you know what I'm saying, through Blog Talk that's trying to get their stuff on. So that's kind of what I do first priority. That's indie to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's showing me that you technologize. Because I tell everybody, send me MP3. Don't bring me no CD. You know what I'm saying? Send it to me. You know what I'm saying? That's the day and age we in. You should be walking around with a jump drive on you with all your information on all your music and stuff. This is what I tell all my artists. All your photos, you know what I'm saying, from your photo shoots and all your music should be on a jump drive. So at any time, you know what I'm saying, you might step to a DJ and they want your track. You step to me, I ain't going to put no CD in there. I ain't finna put no CD in there, save it, none of that. You won't even get played that day. So it's either just a boom, give me that jump drive, pop it in there, boom, take all whatever I want, you know what I'm saying, boom, get your jump drive back, and that's it.
I'm hitting that wall.
That's it.
Well, that's what I do, because like, when I first started even dealing with Blog Talk, I did a little research on them to see if they could, like, you know, what the market was like as far as they're concerned. And they plan on, with the next few years, they will be to internet radio what YouTube was to video.
Right. But see,
and
that's
what, the book.
Well, that's why I want to make that move into doing my cafe, though, my Upload Cafe. Because as long as that's got to do with the internet and we can stream up out of there, we already ahead of the game. I already see what's heading.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see what's heading. We don't have that down here in the South, period. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no internet. It ain't nothing that brothers and sisters going to come to, put it that way, that type of atmosphere. They might put it up at the Starbucks and shit, but we don't drink no motherfucking coffee. You know what I'm saying? Not like that. You feel? I'm saying down here.
Okay.
Let me relate it to down here then. Our atmosphere in the hood don't do no. We don't go to. I'm saying we don't go to a Starbucks and sit down. And we might drink coffee. We might go through a drive-through, but we don't sit down and actually sit down and be in that atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But we got a lot of coffee shops and stuff. So yeah, they drink coffee, but they don't sit down and. It can be all kind of free internet terminals in there. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't know because we don't go inside to sit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they ain't going to advertise it like that. They ain't going to advertise it for us. You know what I'm saying? They're going to advertise it. And then if you – it's all in word, too, man. You just got to know how to understand every language. I understand every language. That's how I feel. I don't care what kind of sign you put up. I'm going to ask somebody to decipher if that's the case. Just so I know what it means. You know what I'm saying? What, somebody typing? Somebody still in the chat room? Y'all still typing in the chat room?
Nah, I'm just typing.
Oh.
I'm not in the chat room.
Got a guest still in it. Some guest still in the chat room. I guess he waiting. Oh, you can still hear the show, can't you?
Yeah.
I forgot you can still hear us talking.
We go, oh, we're going to trap again.
Hey,
we learned yesterday.
Hey, you said that yesterday. She was like, I still hear y'all talking. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Because the black was blowing us up. I can hear y'all. Yeah.
Like, damn, I thought we stopped streaming. You know what I'm saying? We're getting extra hours. We don't learn how to bootleg the BTR.
Okay, you start getting that blog talk email from the higher up. They be like,
hey, you know what I'm saying? you got more callers after your show than you do during your show.
We need to find a market for this. You need to help us actually make this happen, guy.
Straight up. But see, now I ain't know this thing went over 5 callers though.
You can do it. It'll adjust every time a caller comes in.
What? So I wonder how many callers it'll hold.
You, as many as you can handle.
Because I heard the dude one time, he said he had like 20 callers online.
Yeah, I think it can do more than 20.
Damn. That talk shoe, the talk shoe crap, that do 250. That's the limit. It could do 250, but it's a conference. It's just a conference. That's really all it is. It's a conference call.
Big conference call, yeah.
And that ain't really what I wanted. You know what I'm saying?
For real, that's like a gym, dude.
Yeah,
like a football game or something.
Yeah, the whole log. Okay, yeah, the whole log.
You can control 250 people on the line at the same time on a conference call.
I'm like 250 people.
Damn.
Who the hell? Do you even know
250
people?
I mean, that know the internet?
Someone that know you.
Right. I mean, I'll probably be the only one
on the internet.
Online.
I'm talking about 250 people that know you personally. 250 people. I'm not talking about in life. I'm talking about like right now.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. No more than 250 people.
I forgot who I was talking to. My bad.
Man, please. Where do you want to call the people? You're talking to Iraq that know me, so that's telling you how many people
I'm not talking about like people you heard it off in there.
No, that,
they
know
me. Saw you
that know me, know me. No,
I know you, know you.
Yeah, that know me, that's online. Iraq, Kansas. Oh, my, I got a lot of military. I was ex-military, brother. So all my people, that's how, this is the only way we can stay in contact is through the beats.
And that's fine.
And that's how we stay in contact. And this blog talk, boy, I'm telling you, when I'm hit army.com now, find all everybody. We're gonna get them online. This is gonna be our meeting house. You know what I'm saying? Where we can all call one number, and we ain't got to call each other individually. We can call one number and talk to everybody at one time.
Now that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying? That's the perfect meeting place. And you can chat. You know what I'm saying? On the side in the room, man, please. Blog
like
talk is just
what I been fucked up, uncle.
Blog talk is just boy. It's got so many possibilities. You just got to get your think on, boy, because you can use it so many ways.
You all, I love you all so much. I enjoy your show. I got to go in here and get up on some stuff up in this house. I will be tuning in tomorrow.
Get up on some belt buttons.
All right, Mike. Miss Black.
So
good.
Hey, girl, you ain't got the lie to kick it. You ain't got the lie to kick it.
No, I won't lie about beating no ass.
I know that.
Oh, taking applications for godparents.
Godparents.
Hey, the room.
My kids are not that bad.
In the room just went
to no, that's a lie. No, hold up, back up, pump your brakes, sister. You gave us a reel on that yesterday.
Christopher. No, ain't no Chris. My name is Christopher.
Alphanumeric on us for real. Let me get that straight.
Yes, indeed.
I
got reprimanded by 8 year old.
You know what I'm saying? No, she was 4.
Four years old?
Oh, Chris.
Oh, six. Okay, 6 year old.
Yeah, he checked 2 grown men.
Yeah.
Boys.
All boys. 4 boys.
I'm like, see, here we go. Well, you know what? Uncle Mike got something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
Uncle Mike.
Huh?
Okay now, Uncle Mike.
There'll always be an uncle that ain't even part of the family and shit.
Exactly.
I ain't never seen that uncle at no family reunion. What tree he, what branch he on?
Yeah.
I'm on another branch.
Yeah, don't even worry about him. I'll hold it up.
Y'all have a good one.
Okay, all right.
Oh, snap. Doubling up on Miss Black. It's going down all the way in Iraq.
Mm-mm-mm.
Got sand. I'm bringing sand on my back. Oh, you already got some. I got to get some of them Africans on the line. You got to tell them Africans.
No.
Tell them Africans to tune in, man. We're going
international internet. I'm telling you,
Smell. I'm Tampa's most international DJ.
Yeah, I know that, though, but I'm talking about.
I had to change my name. I'm supposed to be in the dance of the DJ, man. That's going down. Hey,
you
we're going
to that.
Africans.
More power to you. I can't do it.
Matter of fact, that's my next mission. I'm going to go to the African website on the Yahoo Messenger, and I'm going to drop a whole bunch of links. You know what I'm saying? I'm be like, Mama Mabulu, Mama Mabulu, check out my site.
He started some crap.
Yeah, what's that one they use? High five?
High five?
Yeah.
That's what they use?
A lot of
African people.
You know,
it's
like MySpace.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of international people use High Five, H-I-5. Just Google it. I don't know.
No, I know where it's at. That's
highfive.com.
It's on the little thing where on your front page where you can send your shows to. It's one of the little website links. I'm going to click on it, though. I signed up anything free. I just signed up on blueberry.com, which is where you post all these shows up, man, please. However I can get it out there, I'm getting it out there.
Yeah, even through Skype, you can reach people all over. You know, Skype is only, well, I just signed up for a plan. It's like, what, $5.85 a month? Unlimited.
So, I mean, how would I call you then? Oh, is there a way to, do you have a number?
I don't know. My soldier was telling me something about I could actually get a phone number, but I don't need no damn phone number. I'm not in here during the day. And when I come in here at night, like, I'm not trying to be answering phone calls. I'm trying to go to sleep. And then when I'm asleep, that's when most people will want to call because they're up. And
no thanks.
My computer would be off. It'd be waking me up in the middle of the night.
That time difference is a mother, boy. Everybody be up wilding, you know what I'm saying? And you be up like, trying to get ready for the Mars.
I'm be trying to talk to him. Yeah.
Mike, what you got planned for the rest of the day, homie?
Man, I got a ton and a half. Actually, I want to get a lot of stuff done today in the office, so that way I don't have to worry about it actually like running into the show tomorrow, though. And like I said, making sure that the computer glitch that killed me for the last couple of shows doesn't pop up again. So we got that taken care of.
What happened?
That virus thing.
Oh! It interfered with the shows.
Yeah. It locked my computer up twice. The demo did.
So you got no laptop?
But you know, I got a laptop though, but my sister was using it. She didn't have it like a Monday, and when she brought it in, I tried to actually log it on. Though we actually had some other interference then, so I just went ahead and just moved to another terminal altogether. I did it from the laptop yesterday.
Okay.
So I can do it because I have like one. We have like a wireless network in the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can connect anywhere really. And we've been having like some computer problems and some issues. Not to mention like it's spring break and my kids are all over the damn place.
No.
So they went to the mall and broke a brother down to the axle. So. Dolce and Gabbana is not my friend right now.
Man, please. They ain't never my friend.
They're never your friend.
They my friends because I can get them for $25. So yeah, they my friend. Yeah, you want a Dolce? I got you. It got the D and the C all over it. I don't know how it got on there, but it's on there.
That's all right.
Yeah. I thought it said DNC. Well, girl, I thought it said it. Say C&D. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Coach and the bonner.
No.
Coach and the bonner. It's the same thing, girl.
All right. You see where this is headed, okay? Boy.
She'll never know.
She'll never know.
Give it to her in the dark, man. She'll never know.
I'll be trying to roll with him. He just take that fork in the road, lose me every time. What's wrong with this dude?
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta be a special woman to get special gifts, man. Everybody else, they get the knockoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong.
I'll spend that on a real woman, but everybody else who just be coming along just trying to get something, man, you get that C&D. That's what you get, that coach and the bomber.
Hey,
you ain't getting that real person.
I like a couple of cops, but don't worry.
I'm gonna get some stuff done.
And hop off of this line though, but I'll get at you tomorrow, man.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I'm saying flirt on the phone, I guess, with Miss Black.
Handle business, bro.
Oh, I mean talk on the phone to Iraq.
You're right the first time. Don't worry about it. Okay. But Miss Black, you be careful over there.
Alright.
Yeah, you be careful over there. Don't let them people keep you up. Yeah, and if you can reach over far enough, don't slap smell one good time so you straighten up.
Don't get a paper cut.
All right, Jeff, I'll check y'all later.
Hey, girl. Oh, sorry. I had to let that out.
Let what out?
This damn sound effect. You'll get them in a minute. Every time you hit the sound effect, you know it's like 30-second delay. You just getting it now. Wait a minute, it's a 30-second delay on your on your laptop, though, ain't it?
Do what?
I said it's a 30-second delay on your laptop.
What are you talking about?
And like in this call, like is it a call delay?
No.
Oh, it's just a delay. When you get...
that.
Like that, no.
Yeah. See, like send me one and you can hear it. It's not bad at all. In my office is bad, but here it's not.
Bye-bye. Okay.
You just send that to me.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I did just send it to you.
I'm the Yahoo Messenger. It's not coming on. It's not coming through here.
Oh, what the hell I'm on?
But you know what? You probably can't hear because they got headphones.
Hmm. You got headphones.
Yeah, that's the only way. You know the little operator headphones. That's the only way I can talk.
Oh. But you have some old guy.
Because I'm on my
phone.
Computer. Remember?
I'm on my computer
on Skype.
You gotta get the magic jack, girl. The magic jack.
What's that?
You plug it into your laptop, and you can make phone calls over the landline through your laptop.
What landline? I'm going to be making phone calls from. If I don't do it, I'm on the computer.
No, I'm saying it's just you can use a regular phone. You can use a regular telephone.
Oh.
You know, yeah, you can plug it. It's got a little telephone jack on the back of it. You plug it into your USB and convert your calls, you know what I'm saying? Make phone calls, yeah, using your regular telephone. Pretty cool service. I'll try to send you one. Only got one. I lost the damn software to it and shit. Learn how to use it. So, Miss Maybelline. Got 9 years of running, girl. 9 years and running. Gonna have a 10-year reunion.
Oh, I need to see if I can I'm gonna Google Lane again. That motherfucker had to be arrested or something. Shit.
What was his name? What was his first name? Sylvester Lane. Okay.
You know, there's different ways to spell it, but I mean, even just letting Google fix it, you know, just I haven't gotten anything. And I know he was from Virginia, right? Virginia or Maryland? And it pissed me off, you know, I was right there.
That's why.
Still right there when
still,
I go back, but.
That's the main.
Now I need to find some old rosters or something. Probably got that motherfucker social written some damn well.
Sylvester, you know, John Sylvester Lane. Sylvester. That's how you spell Sylvester.
I don't know. Sometimes some people, I think it's spelled S-L-Y, too, because. You know, some people call themselves Fly. Sylvester
Lee Lane. Sylvester B. Lane. Sylvester Lane.
I don't remember what his middle name was.
Oh, you say he's trying to Google this shit. I'm on. Yahoo on this shit. Let's see. I don't like to fuck with Google though. Fucking Google.
When did I graduated? 1996. This was a school. San Sylvester Lane. Graduated in 1993. That would have only been 3 years. I can't remember how much older than me he was.
Yeah, he was older than us, wasn't he? Let's see.
And then it was kind of like you were saying on your show, you know, so many of us not onto internet, you know what I mean? Especially the older generation. The kids coming up, they're lucky, you know, because it's in school more now. But fucking around that age, it's like, what? I ain't getting no damn internet. And I damn sure ain't paying for that bullshit, you know?
Sylvester Lane, Georgia. Hell no, nah, that's why I ain't trying to pay for shit. Don't look at it, man. It's popping. God damn it, everything gonna be free. It's got a church list. Let me see,
because Pierce was, what, 4 years? And I think he was...
Oh, no, that's a church list.
Older than him or the same age?
Let me see. People search. Yeah, let me see. 1-800-411 do though. 3411. Find a person. First name Sylvester. Let's try to find the first. Sylvester Lane in the United States. You got a Fort Walton Beach, Stapleton, Georgia, Dudley, North Carolina, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and Detroit, Michigan.
Was he from Virginia?
That's Fort Walton Beach, Florida. That might have been where he's from. I don't mean that's where he at now.
Yeah.
That shit don't give no Sylvester L. Lane. That's five results for him. That's five phone numbers.
Where, from Virginia?
No, these is Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, in Michigan.
Hmm. Dang. Just, they just, that's the one that just has, phone numbers, or they have, like, birthdays?
Yeah, just the phone numbers.
I can't remember how old he was. Tanya Sylvester Lane.
What at all? Boy, you find out anything about a motherfucker.
No, right?
That crazy little motherfucker,
man. Fucking spelling this shit right. So black people, we fucking will spell some shit any kind of damn way.
Yeah, know that. Because he's in their store and shit. Hey. Let me think. Who would know, though? You ain't talking English?
Remember that one boy, Stoudemire?
Yeah, he went out on medical leave, right?
Yeah, I don't even remember his first name.
Yeah, Stoudemire. He wrote a little record of, appreciate some shit like that for me. And they were trying to kick me out and shit. Punk motherfucking ass.
Oh, letter of recommendation?
Yeah. like it means something and shit, but you know, shit, he took his time and wrote it, goddamn. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Oh, man.
He was pretty cool. He gave me a lot of correspondence courses answers.
Yeah, damn motherfucker, yeah, damn epilepsy and damn seizure and shit, crashing all the damn cars.
But you know what was fucked up, bro? I'll never forget this. Motor pool one Thursday doing Sergeant Stone training in the six shop, because he was six. Right? Yeah, he was comms. So I had left to go to the bathroom, and when I came back, he had a seizure. And guess what I said? To myself. Damn, I missed it.
Man,
ain't that fucked up?
Man,
I'll never forget that. I had never seen nobody had a seizure before.
I haven't seen plenty of people have seizures, man. Please. I don't like that sight. Because you don't know if a bitch going to die or if a bitch going to, you know what I'm saying? You in between right there. Because you're asking you. Be dying or you can come out that shit. So, man, please. Once you see it, you ain't gonna wanna see it no more. You ain't gonna wanna see a person's body convulsing like that. You know what I'm saying? Fucking eyes rolling back of the head, slobbing out the mouth foaming and shit. Man, that's some other shit there. Some real other shit. You know what I'm saying? But Lord, with all them people that got to go through that. You know what I'm saying? And live through that. Because people do that on a daily, you know what I'm saying, weekly basis. That, you know, went through seasons and stuff.
Yeah,
man. So, but he was cool, though. Yeah, he was cool as a motherfucker. I don't know what happened to Knowledge. What ended up happening to Knowledge? That was his name, Knowledge?
You know what? Like, he, because I think that's how Kenty found me, too. Is like, you know how you have your address book on Messenger, and you can invite everybody in there. Well, I have his Hotmail address, but I don't know if he checks it anymore. I got a lot of people on here. Because I was wondering, how the hell they can't find me? I think, you know, some people get bored and shit. Start looking through old phone numbers and want to call motherfuckers.
That's what I do. I'm like, man, let me find some of these motherfuckers, man. See what these motherfuckers do. call a couple people up. He will say, ooh. I gotta get his phone number though. I got his little Yahoo and all that, and I ain't got his phone number though.
Say what?
I said I got his Yahoo and all that, but I ain't got his phone number. I had to hit him up. Well, shit, he over there now. Ain't no hitting up shit. You know, him and his wife, kicking it alive.
Who?
Him and Canty and his wife. They both over there.
Who?
Canty.
And who else?
And his wife.
Oh, he married?
Yeah. Got his other half over there. They're both in the military.
Nice.
Yeah. I said, you got that N-war pussy, nigga. You got that N-war pussy. Not the in-house, you know what I'm saying? Got that N-war pussy. He's down there though. He's somewhere around there, Florida.
Yeah, I got it. Send him an email. See if he ever reply. I want to see his kids. See how big. Man, I got pictures of us New Year's when the motherfuckers had went to Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Hall, fucking, and Nadish. Well, Nadish was back there, too. Man, we was high as hell. Our eyes are red as fuck, and we took the pictures because, you know, Caprice, she was staying at Bratton's house. So we were over at her house, and, you know, Nadish stayed in that same building. So me and her, we was over there at his house taking pictures, getting ready and shit. Then we went over to her shit. Man, that shit was so... I have to send a few copies of them when I scan your copy when I get back home.
Don't you got some photos of us?
What, here? No, but you see her new MySpace picture?
No, I'm saying but old picture. I'm just saying old picture of us, like all of us. You got any pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you don't remember. They got this one picture of me and you. I had this this jersey dress, a FUBU dress I used to wear, and I was sitting on your lap. Well, the picture got taken. Whoever took it knew they was looking at my damn drawers. They didn't say shit. I didn't see it until the picture came out. And I ended up having to cut that part out.
Cut it out for what?
That was easy. Because it's like my under, like my all my coochie shit was showing.
Oh, damn! Shit. Damn
can't
I
have no
picture
like that in my photo album. My son looking at that shit.
Damn, I needed that picture.
He like, Mama, what you doing?
Sit down with me.
And then remember that little pretty motherfucker? What was his name? That little short, light skinned dude. He had a little, what did he have, an Explorer or something? Two-door Explorer? And he thought he was just so, oh, man, what was that dude name?
In our unit?
Yeah, he was in our unit.
Oh.
He was short and like skinny, like. Well, I think he was still there. I forget that dude's name. That motherfucker was just hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Only motherfucking white dude I remember is punk ass Canty. That's the only, Canders. Only motherfucker I remember. Punk-ass motherfucker. I remember that punk-ass
Yeah, I remember him now.
I remember that punk-ass cracker for life. Punk-ass cracker. If I ever see you again, crack, I'm going to punch you in your motherfucking eye. Fucking yeah, lying and shit. Yeah, you're going to lie on the motherfucker.
You know who I'm going to look up? Look up Jermaine Parks.
Oh, Jermaine. Yeah, but, well.
Then I'm finna look.
Well, matter of fact.
Eddie Powers.
Oh, shit.
I got his email.
On the keyboard and shit.
I got Newsom email, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Newsom crazy ass.
I got all the motherfuckers in my Yahoo email address.
Oh, you just gonna send a big ass damn email bomb out? Go down. Oh, man, you send me all the emails down about that. You copy and paste and send everybody shit to me, and I'll send a big ass email bomb out. Let's see, Jermaine Parks.
Because, you know, it was Edmund. And then it was Eddie, and then it was Edward. Who was Edward? What was her boy's name? The other fueler. All of the names started with a damn E. It was all like Eddie something.
Jermaine Parks is Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Kansas, and Georgia.
The last thing I know is he was at, hold on, let me see. See, it'd be so long since I fucking looked people up, so then by the time I look them up, they done got out the Army. And they way out, because it's like when you first get out, you'll show up as being in, like, IRR. Eugene, no, that's not it. What the fuck was Lane never made?
Damn,
I want to say his shit started with an E.
I
wonder if I look up Sylvester E.
I've been looking for
his
name. Ain't got no images, you know what I'm saying? Images and shit. Let me see. Let me look up an image there.
That would be a good meeting room. You know, I'm gonna send Walter email and tell him to get in the room one night.
I'm telling you, everybody sit there and just wild out.
He over here somewhere. I forget where he at.
Wait, he still in the military?
Nah, he got out. He over here a civilian.
In Iraq?
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah.
Man, those civilians get paid. They don't do shit. Because they got all the Indians and the Africans and everybody else doing all the damn work. All they do is just tell them what to do. Get most of them, like, I don't know, nobody over here that's getting paid less than $90,000. That's the civilians, though. They get paid more than we do. And we the ones fighting.
That's the way the world goes round. That's the way the world goes round. That's why I came back home.
Yeah.
And started to clown. But hey.
Fuck it.
You got to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
It's all work. That's all it is. Just another job. Damn images, ain't that? All right, let's see Jermaine Parks.
I don't even know what his middle name was.
Oh, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never known nobody middle names. I ain't really known nobody first names.
Right. I knew people names because I worked in the one shop, so.
Yeah.
You know, Pate got a MySpace page now, finally.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in contact with her. Because when you can get in contact with one, you can get in contact with another. And then you can, you know what I'm saying, try to go from there. Because other than that, shit, we ain't going to never try to find everybody through this crap. You know, it's all Jermaine Dupri. How you get from Jermaine Parks to Jermaine Dupri? Oh, snap. Can't you use... Wait a minute. Let me see. Don't Armor.com got a little search, personnel search thing?
Yeah, you used to be online, but now you got to be log into AKO. Shit. That's why I'm in there. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if they got out the Army and been out for a while, they won't show up on there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, see, when I first got home, like, I never did look Blaine up. By the time I tried to look him up, he had already been out the system. Come on, now this motherfucker want to freeze up and shit. This damn computer... Get on my nerves.
Find lost buddies. You looking for somebody for free. In touch. Click here, locate. How the hell is it for free? And it's 24-hour unlimited search for $4.95. Registration card. Military connections. Search military connections. Find old military buddies.
The only thing about that, you know, these motherfuckers don't go on there. I guess you never know.
Search for free. Well, let's find that. Let's see. You're in here. And
Actually, I think what I had did one time before I left Germany, like I had printed out a roster of everybody that was in the unit. So that way if I wanted to look them up later, I had their names. But I don't know what I did with that thing.
Let's see, you at Fort Sill?
Who, me?
Yeah, where you stationed at? You stationed at Bell
You
Camp?
Found me at Fort Sill?
Bell Camp, Columbia, APO.
Damn, you got all that shit
in there? Foley, Fort Jackson. Damn. Relatives. I ain't even finna tell all your relatives and shit, because this shit still recording live. But damn. Army. 30, age 32? You 32?
No.
I thought you, yep, you 30, ain't you? So you the Fort Seal then?
No, I was there for a hot second.
I think that's you. Well, here, go to the damn now if you want to do search and shit. I ain't trying to do all the search.
Yeah,
go
in there and find everybody else.
Let's see. All right, so you showed up. Let's see. Look up my motherfucking self.
It was kind of early.
Alright, we got Wichita, Kansas. Jermaine E. Parks, 38. Wait a minute, how old is it? 36,
33,
35, 34, 27.
Yeah, he about 36.
He was older than
35, that? 30. Yeah, he was around Pierce age.
Yeah, he did say, because he had a 4-year damn law degree.
Yeah, he graduated college and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where he was last, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. Jermaine E. Parks, F.
What did you say, Jermaine E.?
They got a Jermaine E, a Jermaine F, Madison, and they got, I don't know, that's what they got. But then when you go to click on it, they always talking that old pay shit. I'm looking for some free shit. What free shit at? I don't want one of these motherfuckers to be free. GI search. No, that ain't it. Person search free. All right, let's see. Jermaine.
Man, that dude's name just came to me. Was it Barry?
Barry.
Frick. I can't remember that dude's name.
Let's see, Baltimore, Wichita, Kansas. How y'all gonna listen to Mitch's relatives and all that shit?
How they do what?
I didn't listen to Mitch's relatives. That shit crazy.
Yeah, man, I Google myself often just to get it, you know.
Yeah, that shit
just
crazy.
To see what's out there.
Yeah, that shit crazy. What the fuck the whole mean?
That shit, it is.
Tell him to Google me, though. He'll find me. Yeah, I got my last Fort Rucker, APO, middle, my whole government. Damn.
Oh, you checked yourself out?
Mama name. Nah, it's crazy.
Remember Morse?
Another David.
I'm gonna send all them email.
I thought I was the only one. Another David G. Round.
Tell them this is a reunion.
47 years old.
You heard me?
Who?
I said everybody email I have in here. I'm sending them email. Tell them this is a reunion.
Yeah. On Blog Talk Radio.
You still got your tree round 20 at Yahoo?
No, man, I can't log in. I'm pretty sure my mother's been done sent me shit to that. I don't know how I got locked out of that bitch. They ain't never sent me no info on how I can retrieve that info. You know what I'm saying? That was my first initial email address. Yeah, I can't get in that motherfucking shit. So that's why I got all the other ones happening. Go ahead and revamp. Get all of them. Yeah, addressing and stuff or something like that. You can do reverse phone checks and all that. You know what I'm saying? On the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have get an address for $1.95. $20. You can get the last 15 addresses. Boy. All of
Bailey, that was his name. Do you remember him? Bailey?
Bailey?
You remember his name, Bailey? Yeah, he was in, he's like short, skinny, light skinned dude.
No. I think that was, he was.
Because actually, he probably came out the left, and I think he moved upstairs with Canty.
Moved up to the Honeycomb Hideout. Never the same. Yeah, I talked to his dad when I first talked to him. I was like, man, you remember that old crazy bitch lying on me and shit about the chair? He was like, no, man, she wasn't lying. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, man, you tried to kiss that bitch. I said, no. Nah. I said, but I ain't hit her with it, though. That's the whole thing. She ran in line and said, I hit her with the chair. I probably threw a chair at her ass. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't hit her with the chair. And that was my whole argument. She said, I hit her in the head with the chair and shit. And I was like, come on, man. So that's where he was like, nah, you didn't hit her in the head, but you did try to damn kill her ass with that motherfucker. Yeah, stupid, crazy ass, man. Came upstairs with that bullshit. But that's how you got to lay off that alcohol, too, because, boy, we was fucked up. I don't mean fucked up. I mean we was fucked up. So, yeah, shit. I don't even be getting on the alcohol to this day like that. Just remembering that one day. All the crazy shit, boy. Used to be some crazy shit. With Lieutenant Colonel AZ. He had the long ass name. AZ. I don't even know how to say his name. Album Ambrosco or some shit. Ambrosco, he used to be the old Colonel at 1-1. What his name was? I know his first Sergeant Shepherd. Who else was it? I don't remember the captain. Hell, I don't remember nothing about him. I see him, I probably know him. I don't remember nobody. I don't know. I had to put the hammer search down on these names to open out. I don't even remember. Hammer search down.
I'm going to make sure I got everybody. I thought I saved a boy here. What was his damn name? What's his name? You remember Hilliard?
Yeah. When he was sergeant.
What was that dude's name? Walton? I know I just talked about Walt. Yeah, that was his last name. What the fuck was his damn first name? Cass Breton. I ain't even trying to invite his punk ass. He should stay wherever the hell he at. All right, I'm about to send out this email. That's all the emails I have. Lawrence Wilkerson. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell... Oh, man. Oh, wait. You know what? I really need to remember his story. And tell his story tomorrow. That is what I need to do.
Yeah. What his name is? Lawrence Wilkerson?
That just don't make sense. This dude named Lawrence Wilkerson. Big Tama Powers. I wonder if he got a MySpace like that. I'm pretty sure he got MySpace.
I didn't think about it. Think about that. Let me check MySpace. Shit. Type in some real names. You know how motherfuckers they be using their real names and shit.
Mm-hmm. If I'm surprised it didn't come up already.
Let's see here.
I think I had looked them up before, though.
Hold that.
But that was a while back. All of them. Looked them up on MySpace.
They had MySpaces?
Nah. You know, if they did, I'd have been told you.
Oh, no.
They're like, shit, let's go to their MySpace page, drop them off a line or two.
Blow this shit up. Let's see.
You keep leaving comments every day. Motherfucker, why you ain't called me yet?
Hell, man. Phone talk, bitch. Ain't no excuse. There's no damn excuse.
Yeah.
No excuse. Let's see. What was Pate's first name?
Kiana. She on there.
Q-U-I-A-N-A?
K-I-A-N-A.
Pour me a drink. What is it under? I'm searching people under Kiana Pate.
Oh, yeah.
That shit pulled up Zimbabwe.
Hold on. Let me see what my page is.
Is she from Zimbabwe?
You can look her up by her name. Hold on. What is her page name? I think her page name is just Kiana. But let me double check.
18, 17, 16.
Man, that's fucking hot in here. 20. Yeah, you gotta see Capri's picture. I'm surprised you haven't looked at it yet. In the Pursuit of Happiness is her title.
Call her.
She like my top, so I always see her picture when I log on. Like,
what's
hey, I'll be right back. I gotta use the bathroom.
Let's see, Capri. And the Pursuit of Happiness. Nope, that's not it.